Friends, if you were here last week, I remember talking in my homily about how I felt on my trip home last month that God was speaking to me very particularly. And God was asking me to get back to loving God like I had loved God at first. And if you missed that homily for some reason, you can find this on the internet, both as a podcast and as a text. I shared my story about my God experience last week. The ones that happened, that I found that God was speaking to me, there were two realizations that came to me. First, that I needed to get back to God with all the love that I can find in my heart. It's the first thing I needed to do. But the second realization that came to me was this, that God cared to speak to me. That God cared enough to be present to me. God did not discard me. God did not abandon me. But God actually, in a real way, whispered words in my ears that I did not think God would do at this point. In the recent times, this has been the most real experience of God for me, and I mean real. There's no way for me to deny what God has done to me the last month or so. As we move to what I'm calling the climax of the Bread of Life discourse, we are going to talk about presence. We're going to talk about the reality of God's presence. John, in the gospel reading, as he writes to the community that he's writing to, focuses on that real presence. And so he has words such as this: "For my flesh is true food, real food." This is not some symbolic gesture we take part in. No. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. He couldn't make it more real than this. And today, we who are here to celebrate this Eucharist, it's our turn to reflect on these words for us. What does this mean for us today in 2012? And I'm going to use 3 points in my traditional fashion to talk about this. The first thing I want to talk about is, what is foolishness and what is wisdom if we believe in the real presence? And my starting point for this first point is the very question that the crowds asked Jesus in today's gospel reading. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? And I think it's a very valid, it's a very sensible, common sense, rational, and perhaps even a wise question. You and I don't say to each other, "Here's my body, eat it. Here's my blood, drink it." How can any human being give their flesh to someone else to eat and drink? And even today, many people think that the Catholic belief of Jesus' real presence in the Eucharist is foolish. This is impossible, they say. This becomes very important because today's first reading and the second reading ask us to forsake foolishness. Today's first reading says, "Forsake foolishness that you may live." And the second reading says, "Watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise." So are we foolish to believe what we believe in? Are Catholics foolish? Or are we wise in believing in what we cannot explain? That Christ is truly present in the bread and wine. So let me explain this and how I understand the real presence of Christ and how it's possible for us to rationally grasp the reality of the body and blood of Christ. And I'm going to use what we call the hierarchy of beings to understand this. Let me explain this. I have more authority, more power, and more freedom than my puppy dog. Is that right? Is that true? My puppy dog has more understanding than a plant. Is that true? Yes? More freedom of movement, more understanding than a vegetable, a plant. And a plant has more life than a stone. Am I right? It's called the hierarchy of being. I'm not on the top of the hierarchy of being. I can rationally understand and believe that if there are creatures that are under me or have less power, authority, and freedom than me, then above me, I can believe there is a being who has more freedom, more power, more authority than I do. That being is God. In keeping with God's power, God's authority, God's freedom, God can choose to be present to us in any way that God wants. I cannot be. I cannot give my flesh and blood to eat to people. I'm a human being. But God, in keeping with God's freedom, God's power, God's authority, can be present to us in any way that God chooses, including coming to us in flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus taking his power and authority and freedom and saying to us, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. I can rationally believe and understand that this is possible for God, in keeping with God's authority and freedom and power. So what is foolishness then? The psalmist would say, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God above. That's what the fool says. In other words, foolishness is to deny God, God's being, freedom, authority, and power. Foolishness is denying God from being present to humanity in any way that God seeks to be present. Foolishness is to put limits on God, refusing even to accept Christ's presence as the real presence. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? It's a rational question. It's a valid question. But to stay there forever is foolishness. Let me talk about presence for a little bit, since I'm talking about how God is present to us. Folks, we take this for granted, but one of the greatest gifts people have and we have is the gift of presence. So for example, if all of you were not present here today, there would be no Mass. And if I was not present here today, there would be no Mass. You know, I go home to see my parents twice a year. Twice a year. The reason is, one day it hit me that my dad is 82. If he lives till he's 100 at the most, I'll see him only 18 more times if I go home once a year. So in spite of what it cost me, I've decided to go and see them at least twice a year. Because I know after some time he won't be present to me. Many of us struggle at funerals not because we don't believe in eternal life. We struggle because the people we have loved will not be present to us in the way they have been present to us in their life. I guess what I'm trying to say is that today's gospel tells us that God is present to us in a real way from now until eternity. That God is present to us. God never is absent from his people. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. But why flesh and blood? Flesh and blood, because we human beings can understand the real presence in flesh and blood of the ones that we love. You and I get it. When I say I'm present to you in body, we get it. And so Christ chooses to be present to us, not in some abstract way, but in flesh and blood. And you might say to me, well, why don't we say to each other, let's eat one another? Look, Christ says, no, we cannot. We don't give of ourselves to each other to eat and drink because only God in his power and authority and freedom can choose to do that. It also means that God enters a relationship with us that is deeper than any other relationship. But God chooses to be present to us in a way that no other being can be present to us. That God calls us into a union that deeper than any union that we can have on the face of the earth. That God chooses to be in us and he invites us to be in him. Only God can do this. And that's why Jesus says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Be invited to be deeply united with God in a way that no other relationship can take us. Thirdly, about the Eucharist. If Christ says to us, you must eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood and you have no life in you, if that is true, then God also has to provide for us the means to eat the flesh and drink the blood. Christ can't say, eat this flesh and drink this blood, and if you don't, you have no life in you, and leave us hanging in the air. Can't do that. So, on the night before he died, Jesus took bread. He broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, this is my body. Remember, this is God talking. God's freedom, authority, and power is far greater than ours. God wants to enter into a deep relationship with us. God wants to be present to us. So Jesus takes bread and he gives it. This is my body. When he takes the cup and he gives it to his disciples and said, this is my blood. Then he says something very special. Do this in memory of me. And from as far as we know Christianity, the Christian community on Resurrection Day gathered together and broke bread because they believed that this is how God was present to them in a real way. They believed when they broke the bread and shared the cup that Christ was present to them because he said to them, when two of you gather in my name, I will be there in the midst of you. And Christ is here in the midst of us. The Christian community for centuries and centuries and centuries has believed this, and today it's our turn. We gather around this altar. Why? Because today's Resurrection Day. Because Christ said to us, do this in memory of me. Because Christ said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And so we believe and we gather. Today we must get beyond the question, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And both understand and believe that this is the true bread that came down from heaven. As we bring the bread and wine, let's join not just church and Catholics all over the world, let's be one in faith with Christians from the time of Christ all the way until now. In one faith, let us say, yes, Lord, we believe that you are indeed the bread of life. And let's believe that Christ is truly, really present to us in flesh and blood, bread and wine. People of God said,